New York City is filled with restaurants serving food from around the world, but the city has just one Iraqi restaurant. You can find it on 9th Avenue between 47th and 48th Streets. The restaurant is called La Kabur, and in the year and a half since it opened, La Kabur has become much more than just a place to eat. It has become a haven for Iraqis. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston paid a visit.
Go to La Kabur any Saturday night, and you'll be greeted by live music and what looks like an Iraqi house party. People who want to have a small, intimate dinner don't come here. This is a communal experience. Two long tables gobble up most of the floor space in the restaurant. That means customers are forced to sit shoulder to shoulder with people they may have never met. By the end of the evening, that all seems beside the point. Everyone in the restaurant is dancing together, passing plates, offering hookah pipes to one another, and blowing strawberry-scented smoke toward the ceiling. David Youssef came to the United States about 8 years ago. He grew up in northern Iraq, in Kirkuk. He drives 2 hours to get to the restaurant from New Jersey and eats here several times a week.
Usually we come sometimes more than 10. There's live band music. We eat a good meal, and as you know, the Iraqis, they love to talk about politics and what's going on and drink chai.
Farouk Mansour owns La Kabur. He was born in Basra but moved to Baghdad as a teenager and studied Italian and French cooking there. His family moved to the U.S. in the 1970s, and then he finished his culinary education in Michigan. He had a restaurant there, but when the economy took a dive, he moved it to New York City. That was about a year and a half ago. Business has been booming ever since. During the dinner rush, Mansour bounds from table to table, greeting guests and chatting them up. I met with him before dinner one afternoon, and he took me downstairs to the kitchen. He prepares all the food with three Hispanic chefs in a tiny kitchen in the basement.
This is Chef Ronaldo, Chef Lewis, Assistant Chef Simon.
He takes me on a short tour of the steam table.
We have the rice. We use the basmati rice. Okay, basmati rice. And then we also, with all our entrees, comes with the stew, like the same exactly the Iraqi tradition. We give three different kinds or four different kinds of stew I make a day.
Mansour is even jerry-rigged a way to make a traditional Iraqi fish dish called masgouf. It's a white fish, usually carp, that Iraqis split open, lay flat, and cook under an open flame.
We have char grill here. This is special open. It's an open fire. It comes from the top, just like the one we have in Iraq. In Iraq, we do it with the wood. But here, you cannot burn no wood. We'll be in jail. So I build a nice broiler that is open. Open fire comes from the top. Comes out just like the masgouf.
The food here isn't fancy. It's the kind of meal you'd get if you went to visit an Iraqi at home. The kebabs are made with fresh lamb. The breads are made here.
I make everything that mom and grandma used to make in Iraq.
What people don't like to talk about is that La Kabur is celebrating an Iraq that in many ways no longer exists. It's too dangerous in Iraq to sit in a restaurant for hours talking to friends. Sectarian violence there means that today you'd rarely see a Sunni sitting next to a Shia sitting next to a Christian. Many neighborhoods in Baghdad have been ethnically cleansed. Hadith Solomon is from Basra, and he came to this country about 8 years ago.
The situation in Iraq right now it's not that good. So we feel like this is the old times when we were in Iraq.
He says this restaurant reminds him of a time when Iraqis just considered themselves Iraqis. Religion or ethnicity or where you were from didn't matter.
I'm Christian from the south. He's Christian from the north. She's Sunni, Muslim Sunni. So it really doesn't matter. You know, after all, we're... You know, Americans, Iraqis, Americans, whatever you call it.
People who come into La Kabur seem to avoid talking about the war. Mansour says it just makes him sad, and then he changes the subject. Knowing that violence is raging back home may be part of the reason why the restaurant seems like more than just a place to eat for the people who come here. It actually transports them to an Iraq they know. The Iraq before the war. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.